everybody, welcome back to Just For a Podcast, a High School Musical, the series podcast, hosted by me, Ivy.
And me, Lauren.
Yes, we are covering episode 5, Homecoming, today, which is one of my favorites, and it's also Sophia's favorite and Frankie's favorite.
I'm excited. I love the original song in this one.
Yes. So, let's catch up. What have you been up to? How's your face?
My face is good. I just had a lot of family time this week. We had a huge Super Bowl party. What about you?
No, how did that go?
Let's not talk about it. Because I'm from Northern California, aka Niners have been my team my whole life, so that's a little hard.
I have not been doing much other than school. But an update, David Dobrik said that they are still looking for an intern, so there's still hope.
There's still hope for you, Ivy.
Also, I have something to tell you after we record this, because wild. Y'all don't get to find out what I'm talking about, but it's fine. Okay, so the behind-the-scenes notes for this episode were talking about mainly Born to be Brave in the production, and it said that they trained for 6 weeks for that performance.
Wow, that's wild.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure in Larry's reaction video with Jacob Heron, he said that Dara's scenes for Born to be Brave with Olivia were filmed after Truth, Justice, and Songs in Our Key, where she injured herself.
Is that true? I don't remember.
I'm trying to remember. I think Larry said that in the video, but I didn't go back.
If that's true, that's wild.
I didn't go back to fact check.
It's fine.
Probably should have. Okay, so an episode synopsis. I really hope you can't hear my dogs in the background. Nene and Courtney decide to ditch the dance for a much-needed girls' night. Meanwhile, who's that on EJ's arm at HoCo? This is literally how it was written. Carlos finds the courage to dance alone after he thinks his date stood him up. Courtney helps Nene get a confidence boost at karaoke night. What is your first note?
I talked about how in the recap it was Ricky's turn this episode, and he goes, "I know couples don't magically get back together." Dot dot dot, and I was like, "Ricky, you know what's gonna happen for you and Nene in the future."
But they do, though.
Yeah, they do in these Disney Channel. Actually, I mean Disney Plus shows.
My first note is that we open the episode with a bop to the top. Oh God. Ollie. Oh, I'm very sorry, y'all. My dogs are inside currently. My dogs are inside because it's raining and I can't let them out. I'm gonna pause this for a hot second. Okay, we're back, y'all. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I gave them bones, so hopefully they get a break for a second. But we open up with Seb and Carlos doing a very cute salsa to Bob to the Top.
They're so cute. I love how they're giggling and they're having so much fun while they're dancing.
They really are. It's so cute. And Seb just kind of explains to Carlos that with Carlos it's so easy, but dancing with the guy that plays Ryan, it's harder.
Yeah, because he doesn't lead as well as Carlos.
Yeah. And we get this, like, slight flirtation between them, and Carlos, oh, bless his heart, he's just so forward, and I love it. He's just like, well, you free tonight?
I know, and I love how, like, smiley they are.
It's so cute. And I love that you can tell Seb's, like, kind of nervous, but still is just like, yeah, okay. I'll go homecoming with you.
We love to see it.
Ricky's in his pajamas at school. Downwards.
Okay, thank you. Because
he is downwards spiraling.
I saw a TikTok And someone was like, ooh, those plaid pants on Ricky. And I was like, those are literally pajamas.
They're pajama pants. What?
Okay, good. I just wanted to clear that up.
Who is considering this a style choice?
Seriously.
He's literally just in pajamas because he does not care and just wants to go home.
Yeah. Did you ever wear pajamas in high school?
No.
I wore, like, sweats, but I never wore full-on pajamas.
No, there were definitely people at my school that did, but yes, I did not.
With, like, a blanket?
Oh, my like, God. The people that look like a turtle, that they would have the blanket over their head and their backpack?
They're bold.
Oh. But, I mean, looking back, I wish I would have worn pajamas some days.
Right.
Nene is flushing her homecoming dress down the toilet.
As a Californian, I'm like, Nene, you're wasting so much water right now.
She's wasting money is what she's wasting. Girl, just, like, sell it on Facebook Marketplace or something.
Right? Sell it on Poshmark.
Honestly, get your money back. Okay, so, yeah, Nene flushing her dress. Big waste of money. And we find out that it's just because she doesn't want to go to homecoming because she's not with EJ anymore. But, like, honey, you don't need a date to go.
I know. But then her and Courtney decide to have a girls' night out.
And Miss Jen is in the bathroom listening to this whole conversation.
Totally just invites herself.
She literally opens the stall door and she goes, I'm in.
She's so dramatic, but we love her.
Oh my God. Also, like, definitely wouldn't be allowed, but I would love to hang out with Miss Jen.
Oh, right? She's so cool. But I feel like because she's there, well, I don't know. There's a fine line between, like, drama, like, teacher and student.
That's true.
Especially in high school.
So, we see that Ricky was practicing his slow dancing with Big Red. I think that is the cutest thing ever.
That was my favorite part of the whole episode, when he's trying to teach Big Red how to dance.
Oh my gosh. Big Red is so proud of himself.
I know, and I like how Larry's supposed to be acting like he can't dance during those scenes.
I'm like, honey, we know what you can do.
We know he's a true tap king.
Truly. Tap king Larry Saperstein. Miss Jen brings the girls to karaoke for their girl night, and
but it's at a bowling alley.
Yes, karaoke at a bowling alley, and the best line about her bringing them is that she says, they have half of your talent with twice your confidence.
I wrote that down, and honestly, that's so true.
It is. I definitely have zero confidence in terms of singing in front of other people, but by God, if you walk into a karaoke bar.
No, I don't even need alcohol. Just put me on stage.
Exactly.
Did you ever, was like bowling the place to go in high school for you?
I mean, my town doesn't really have anywhere other than the bowling alley and the movie theater, so.
Oh, really?
But then I feel like as time went on, the bowling alley just kind of fizzled out, so it was basically just the movies.
Oh, for us, it was like, I don't think we went much in high school, but I know when I was, like, little, we had a ton of birthday parties there.
Yeah, I had a birthday party there.
Yeah.
It was a High School Musical-themed birthday party, actually. I have, like, a home video of somebody got me.
Oh my God.
Do you remember when Disney would release, like, novels of their DCOMs and the insides would have that middle section with pictures from the movie?
Yeah.
It was, like, right before HSM2 came out, and I got the book, and I was, like, opening it up to look at pictures from the movie.
Oh my God. Those were the days, man.
Ugh. Gotta love it. I think
well,
I had
anyways,
a...
And then we see... Yeah. The homecoming dance, right?
Yes, they're at the homecoming dance. And okay, did your homecoming, your high school homecoming, did y'all have reserved seats?
No, we didn't even have seats.
No, okay, yeah, me either. Our homecoming wasn't even like, I mean, we had dances, but it was literally like you would just wear whatever you were wearing to the football game and walk across the football field to the school and... They just had, like, music playing in the gym.
We would get dressed up, but nothing crazy. Just, like definitely no sparkly dresses, like Gina's sparkly dress. Just, like, regular basic dresses.
Yeah. Mr. Mazzara is checking in EJ and Gina, which is on the list as EJ and Nene. And he tells them that they're at table whatever with the other theater kids. And I'm saying Muskell did not have reserved seating for our homecoming dance.
He's like, you're at table 10. We didn't even have a table 1.
No, we had 2 rows of bleachers opened up for you to put your bags.
Literally same.
God. East High is already more bougie than my school.
I like how at the dance, Big Red is like pushing Ricky to follow Ricky and his dad's bro pact and trying to like get himself out there. He's like totally Ricky's out of body conscience.
Oh, 100%. So yeah, as she said, Ricky and his dad made a pact because they'd both been kind of just sulking around. Okay, why did his dad compare his divorce to Ricky's high school breakup?
That's what I was saying. But I feel like he was in a bad place and he wasn't thinking correctly.
Yeah, his dad's just kind of slumped on the couch and apparently has been for a week.
And then it was like 5 mental health days in a row, right?
Yeah, he said he was taking a mental health day from work, and Ricky says, this is like your 5th one in a row. And then his dad says, I don't see you getting out there after the breakup. I'm like, do not compare these 2 things.
He was in a bad place.
Yeah, so this is the whole reason Ricky's at homecoming, is that he just is going along with what his dad wants to do. And we see that his dad branching out is going to the bowling alley.
I guess that's the place to pick up a lady.
No, I live in a tiny town and the bowling alley is about the only place to go, but Salt Lake City's a big city and everybody somehow winds up at this bowling alley karaoke bar.
Right. Well, I guess they wouldn't show him going to like a real bar, you know?
Yeah.
To this Disney.
Yeah, that's true. And Miss Jane is going to order food, and Ricky's dad comes up and starts flirting with Miss Jane.
Yeah, he starts it off, and he's like, are you Karen?
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. And then we found out later.
Yeah, we find out later on that Karen didn't exist, but at first I'm like, oh.
Yeah, Mike.
Poor Mike.
You gotta practice, Mike.
Yeah. So while Miss Jen is off getting food, Nene and Courtney are talking, and Nene is obsessively stalking on Instagram and sees that Gina is with EJ at homecoming.
Okay, pause there. So, did you notice, like, did you pause when it showed the screen of the Instagram?
I guess not.
Okay, so first of all, the caption, it said, surprise when you know, red heart. But also, you know how the username is, like, supposed to be before the caption?
Yeah.
There was no username. It just said comment with a colon. And then at the top, you know the top of the photo where it says your username?
Yeah.
It just said Salt Lake City East High
School. Oh, I think I did see that part.
Yeah, so we don't know if Gina posted it or EJ posted it.
Gina probably posted it on EJ's phone.
Right. I just thought it was funny how they didn't put a username.
Yeah, that's odd. For sure. But yeah, so this makes Nene mad, and Courtney's mad because Tanya Freeman, the senior that has been vetoing all of her costume ideas, is at the karaoke bar in one of the costumes that Courtney suggested.
Yeah, and that Tanya vetoed.
Yeah.
That lime green sweater.
Honestly, that lime green sweater. We go back to the homecoming dance, and Carlos is there, and he's very stressed.
I know. I love how Ashlyn's the one comforting him.
Ashlyn in that pantsuit, girl.
Queen.
Ugh, gotta love it. And I love that they don't have her in that just because she's like, oh, there's a lesbian girl in this show. We'll stick her in a suit.
Yeah.
She's just wearing a suit and it's normal. And I'm like, thank you. Some people don't like dresses.
So good doing that.
Yes. Because that's typically in a show, if you see a girl wearing a suit, it's because she's gay. And I'm like,
we don't need those stereotypes up in here.
No. No, we don't. Yeah, so Ashlyn's kind of trying to pump him up. And she's like, maybe he's busy. Maybe he's just running a little late. And Then we move on over to Big Red and Ricky. And Big Red just breaks in. He's like, not everything's about you.
And he's right. Ricky needs to get his head. I won't finish that sentence.
In the game.
And then Ricky tells Gina that she could do better than EJ right in front of the whole table.
Well, he tells her that sometimes she's a little bit too ambitious for her own good. And I'm like, oh.
Her face? I felt so bad. It got so awkward.
It was so awkward. Everybody was like, what are you doing? And I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Because Ricky's complaining because he's saying, oh, Nini's boyfriend is now her ex-boyfriend, and she's here with her. And Gina's here with him. I don't even know, but that was just when Big Red broke the news to him and said, not everything's about you.
Yeah, and then Big Red admits that he's been falling asleep to Dr. Phil.
That's such the Big Red thing to do.
I know. And then Big Red's like, you know, Ricky, it's not all about yourself. And then he goes, you should be finding eligible honeys for me to dance with.
And Big Red is giving a commentary on a fight that EJ and Gina are having.
Oh my god, when he's lip-dubbing them?
Oh. He's like, I'm just so intimidated because Big Red looks so fly in that suit that Ricky gave him. Why does Ricky have this suit, for one?
I didn't even notice that it was supposed to be a little big on him.
Can you picture Joshua Bassett in this freaking plaid suit?
It must have been like a hand-me-down from Mike.
Yeah, so they're having this argument, and Gina dumps the punch bowl on EJ's head.
Which is what he deserves.
You're not wrong.
And then when Gina walks by Ricky, it pans to Ricky and zooms in, and he gives that office-style gym look again.
Yes, another gym face at the camera. I feel like I wish they could have played that up with other characters. There were definitely moments, but I feel like Ricky was one of the only ones that they really played up, because there was another, like, gym facing camera moment whenever he was doing the slow dance with Big Red.
Yeah, you're right. It's, like, mostly Ricky.
The only other time I can think of that was, like, a big one was when Ashlyn and Seb were talking, and he said that he uses something for milking, and then she looked at the camera and she's like, milking?
I think EJ has a couple too, but definitely not as much as Ricky.
Yeah. Mr. Mazzara is trying to give Carlos advice, and Carlos is shutting him down, and I don't blame him.
I know, but we do get a little nice moment between them after.
Yeah.
Where Mazzara's kind of, he's not trying hard, but he's just trying a little to inspire Carlos.
Yeah, he's like, we've all seen you dance. You don't need somebody else to do it with you.
That was a cute little moment.
Yeah, it was nice. We find out Gina is giving a confessional and says that basically there was no plan all along, especially now that Nini's not at the dance.
Yeah, clearly Gina.
Yeah.
I told you that.
Yes, exactly. Like, we knew that was a part of the plan the whole time, so now you're just kind of there for no reason.
Yeah, and then Ricky comes out in the hallway and tries to apologize to her.
She's not having it, the apology.
No. But then Ricky, he compares them as outsiders, him being an outsider to theater, and then Gina being an outsider to East High in general. So we see that connection they have between them.
Yeah, and Gina asks Ricky for a ride home because obviously Ricky's not really doing anything at the dance either.
She doesn't even ask him. She's just like, yeah, you're going to give me a ride home.
Yeah, she's like, you don't have to apologize for me if you give me a ride home. It's cool.
She knows how to play the cards in her favor.
Going back to the bowling alley, we find out that Courtney signed Nini up to sing, and the announcer calls her Nene.
Nene.
She's like, it's Nene.
And then Nini, like, goes into a full rant about herself and how she's a fraud. And I'm like, Nina, you're being a touch dramatic here.
Well, and it's basically the same rant that we heard Miss Jen give earlier on in the episode, talking about how she was going to star in a musical, and then she didn't feel like it was her place. And Courtney basically gestures and is, and says, that's where you're going to be if you keep thinking of yourself this way.
Courtney is a true friend.
Mm-hmm. So when Nini's running away and doesn't want to sing, they go to this... What is this outside area, honestly?
It's like an alleyway.
It literally looks like an outside smoking area is what it looks like. So Courtney has the man restart the song, and her and Nini begin to sing together. And there is just a beautiful juxtaposition in the fact that this song is also playing at the dance at this time.
Yeah, for Carlos dancing.
And this song is Born to be Brave. Here is a clip of it. Song.
Me too. Can we talk? Okay, so is this song in their world like some type of a line dance song? Because everyone knows the dance.
Don't ask me.
Or is it just classic High School Musical where everyone knows the dance?
I feel like that's it's more so that, because I think if it were a line dance song, if this were some like Cupid Shuffle type song, that we would have seen Nini and Courtney doing the same choreography. Were they?
Like during the chorus, when it went back and forth between the dance and the smoking area.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I gotta rewatch it. But that's why I thought of that. Because I swear they were. At least some of the moves.
Yes. Their choreography for this, by the way, amazing.
Yeah, that's worth that 6 weeks they took.
Yeah, when they start dancing, it's, which I don't understand this. Everyone's been dancing at the dance all night long, but apparently when this song starts playing, Carlos is the only one out on the dance floor.
Everyone is taking a break. They're getting some punch. It was his time to shine.
But there's no punch left. Gina poured it on EJ's head.
Oh, true. Never mind. Break time.
Yeah, so Carlos is dancing alone, and then EJ's like, I kind of feel sorry for him.
Oh, God, he's so annoying.
I know, I said, shut up.
And Ashlyn's like, you know what? And then she gets up and she joins Carlos.
Yeah, so Ashlyn and Carlos are the first two on the dance floor because Ashlyn is being that supportive friend that she always is. Love her.
And then Big Red joins, too.
Yeah, Big Red comes out, which we get to see Larry Saperstein's dancing skills. For the first time?
No, we saw him trying with Ricky earlier this episode. But yeah, I like how Courtney chose to sign Nini up for this song because she says something like, you forgot why you love to sing in the first place.
Yeah, she says that, okay, this is a line that I don't understand. She says, what happened to seventh grade Nini, who would sing this song in the car with me or whatever. And then she says she met Ricky, and she says once you discovered boys, you weren't the same. But we find out later on in the season that her and Ricky have been super close since, like, kindergarten.
I guess it's in the sense of once you discovered that boys don't have cooties, that type of discovery.
Yeah, I would like to say that I cried the first time I saw Born to be Brave.
Oh, yeah. I just love the lyrics, and it's so upbeat.
the part where they're all in a circle and they all point at Carlos, and there's that moment where the song just kind of stops and then it just goes into, 'cause I was, and it's right on Carlos. Oh, I cried.
I love that scene. He must have felt like so good filming that.
Frankie Rodriguez being the king that he is.
And then we get a shot of Seb
showing up as they're lifting Carlos up in the air.
Imagine you're late to homecoming and you walk in and you just see your date being lifted up and like paraded around with a huge crowd. Like, how would you react?
I think I would just kind of stop and say to myself, should I go? Should I leave?
I know, I'd be like, should I turn around and walk right out?
I mean, obviously you don't need me. After Born to be Brave, it transitions into a slow song. And on the left side of the screen, at 22 minutes and 1 second, there are two girls slow dancing together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're so good at finding the background stuff.
I paused it, like, directly at this wide shot of everyone to see if they had another just, like, casual gay couple, because the scene itself is focusing on Carlos and Seb, and I'm thinking, I was thinking to myself, Tim Federle wouldn't let me down here, and he didn't.
He did not. I like the shot they do with the camera following Seb as he walks up to Carlos.
Oh.
That's so, like, 80s romance movie.
This scene definitely felt like straight from an 80s movie, this giant dance number, and then the love interest shows up, and we find out that one of his cows was lost.
Oh, yeah. Poor Seb.
And that's why he was 3 hours late.
I think our dances were 3 hours long.
Like, I know. How long did this thing go on? When did they get there? Ours didn't start until, like, I don't know. Our homecoming ones didn't start until after the games, so that was usually like 9 or 9:30.
Ours was not right after the game. It was like the day after.
That's interesting. Weird. Homecoming was never really a big deal at my school. Honestly, 1 year we weren't even gonna have the dance, and we had to like try so hard to sell tickets because we weren't even gonna be able to have the dance.
Dang. Well, they go all out here clearly with those balloon. Honestly,
yes, I would go to this homecoming.
Oh, for sure.
Ricky drove Gina home, and they're sitting in his little Volkswagen Bug, his little red Bug, in her driveway.
Oh, when they're having this conversation, it's confirmed that they have rehearsal after school, because he says it's nice to have somewhere to go after school every day. Remember how we were like, is this during school, or like...
Oh, okay, yes. So... would Miss Jen even really be considered a teacher if she's not working there during school?
Well, maybe she teaches, like, drama classes. Like, that's what our drama teacher did. Like, he would teach classes during the day, but then anyone who did the production, it would be after school.
Oh, see, my school was poor. We didn't even have drama classes.
Oh, damn.
No. We barely had choir. Actually, I think... honestly, I think, like, not even enough people did choir, so it just became an after-school class for us. Choir wasn't even a class during school time anymore.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Gina tells Ricky that she moves around a lot, and she tells Ricky that he shouldn't change.
Yeah, because Ricky admits that she's the reason... why he came back, because of that conversation they had. Was it episode 2? The skate park?
I do believe it was episode 2. Yes.
Yeah, that whole conversation. And then Gina kind of reiterates, and she's like, you know, I don't know if I really knew how much I meant it back then, but I mean it now.
Mm-hmm. Because we know at the time that she did it before, she was more so doing it just a scheme, and now she realizes that Ricky is a really genuine person.
Because they're getting a little bit chummy in that car.
Yeah, Shea leans in and kisses him on the cheek. What were your first opinions on this?
I was, like, screaming at my TV, especially when, like, after she kisses him on her cheek, on his cheek, and then she kind of, she pulls back, but she, like, lingers a little in front of his face.
Mm.
I was like, Gina!
Mm. I know, I thought it was going to transition from a cheek kiss to, like, a kiss-kiss, and I was like, what's going on?
No!
I know, because at this time, we see that Ricky is... I don't want to say showing interest in Gina, but he's peeling back this layer of her that this front that everybody else sees.
Yeah, because he's kind of having like a realization that she's not, like you said, she's not who she pretends she is.
And I think that's a good thing to play back on the Instagram intros whenever Ricky says basically that he's the only one that's not intimidated by her.
Yeah.
Okay, we end the episode with Miss Jen and the girls leaving the karaoke bar. Bowling alley place.
Yeah, well, isn't that scene right before the Ricky Gina? Because I think the episode fully ends with the...
Yeah, it ends with the kiss. I think I just wrote all the Ricky Gina... notes in one. Yeah, I just wrote those all in one line. That was my problem. So, Miss Jen is leaving with the girls. They're singing Bop to the Top as they walk out to her car.
She has, like, a bright, light blue car. I don't know why I was expecting it to be pink.
And she gets in the car and tells the girls that tonight was so fun and she's happy that they spent this time together. And she sees that she's got hella texts on her phone.
Yeah, from Principal Gutierrez.
Yes. And she checks her voicemail, and he basically tells her that he needs to talk to her immediately on Monday morning.
Yeah, because in the text it says it was mandatory that she was supposed to chaperone, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. She just kind of skipped out on chaperoning with Mr. Mazzara so that she could take the girls to the bowling alley.
Yeah, so I feel like that was, like, the start of it, and then maybe, I don't know, he dug around and he heard rumors.
Yeah. And then after that is when we see the Gina kissing Ricky on the cheek, and that was how the episode ended.
Yeah, it ends with him, like, shaking his head, and he, like, scoffs.
Yeah, he's just kind of,
like,
wondering what to do now.
Yeah, he's, like, kind of dumbfounded.
Okay, so what were your opinions on this episode?
I loved it. I love that big dance number with Born to Be Brave. Okay, so do you like the version, like, from the episode or the version where they're singing it acoustically, like, two at a mic? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Ooh, I do know what you're talking about. I think it was interesting to hear the acoustic where a lot of them sing that aren't in the... studio version of the song.
Yeah, I kind of like that more.
And I think, I mean, just acoustic stuff in general, I think, showcases people's voices better.
Yeah. I like the mix of all of them singing together.
Yeah. This is definitely one of my favorite episodes. I honestly remember being so angry the week it came out because it felt like it went by so fast.
I feel like this was a shorter episode than most.
The timing is the same. It was just...
Is it?
Yeah, the pacing was just done so... And it's not like the pacing was done to the point that it wraps everything up so quickly, but I feel like it just got me so invested that it felt like it was done so quickly.
Yeah, maybe because it was... Since it's episode number 5, they kind of had a... throw in a lot of things to get to the end of the season.
Yeah, because this is the halfway point, so they needed to give a lot, especially to transition into the next episode, which has got a lot going on.
Ooh, yeah. I'm excited to cover that one.
Yes. So, thank you all for tuning in to episode 5, one of our favorites. Hope you enjoyed it.
Follow us if you want on Twitter, Instagram. We're at Just For A Podcast. We love to see your tweets or DMs, comments, whatever. Would love to talk to all of you listeners.
Yes. This podcast is distributed on Anchor, which is a podcast app that will distribute your podcast anywhere you listen to them, such as Apple or Spotify. And if you would like to leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts, we will definitely read that out on here and thank you all personally, because that would help us out a bunch.
Yes.
So until next week, which is episode What Team, we hope that this episode will feel like a bit of... Oh, my dogs have had some fun this episode. Okay.
Oh, that was perfect timing, Ollie.
Yeah, until next week, we hope this episode feels like a bit of homecoming to you all. And just hope you enjoy. We're going to end this with the acoustic version of Born to be Brave. Thank you all for listening. Bye. Set up on your throne, know who you are, this is your kingdom. Legends are hard individuals, go make your mark, the original. Hey.